This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Monday. We're live. And there is just so much vital information to cover. There always is on Monday because so much news builds up over the weekend, and I have a chance to watch some of the government propaganda and spin on television and to listen to talk radio and read the newspaper and to take my time. I get a lot of anger built up, or let's say a big head of steam, and I start salivating at the opportunity to get on the air. So it's Monday. We got several guests coming up today. The world government leaders are going to be meeting this weekend, in fact, starting really tomorrow throughout the week and throughout the weekend and into next week in Northern California at Bohemian Grove. And I have the Press Democrat news articles here, the San Francisco Chronicle news articles here in front of me, and we'll be covering some of what the world leaders like to do in their spare time today and the ritual they're going to be conducting tomorrow night to Moloch, the god of Babylon and Tyre. So that's coming up. In the meantime, big news, U.S. soldier killed in Iraq. More tragedy on a daily basis. Government warns of deadly summer in Iraq. Bush aide defends uranium claim. Now, they said that Niger, that Saddam tried to buy uranium from Niger, the African country, but these governments are basically companies, organized crime rings, all of them. They're all infested, ladies and gentlemen, with this dumbed-down population. So, yeah, let's call Niger a company. They claim that Saddam's organized crime ring company tried to buy weapons from their organized crime syndicate and that, well, our organized crime syndicate went over to, you know, save us all. But the point here is they first said that, oh, yes, State of the Union, he tried to buy this stuff. He did buy this stuff. We have absolute facts. It's documented. Then they got caught lying, and so they said, okay, it was a mistake. And then last week, Rumsfeld said, we never said it was about that or that he ever had that, when they publicly said that Saddam had tried to do it, and then now we found out they lied about it. Well, there's so many lies here, we got to go back and forth on them. And now Condoleezza Rice over the weekend gave a speech, and she said that, he did buy it from Niger, and they do have all the documents, they just can't show them to you. So first they claimed that he got it, then they claimed he didn't, and that it was a mistake. And now, they have the documents, they just can't show them to you. So lies within lies within lies, flip-flopping every millisecond. How could anyone ever keep track of any of this? Your guess is as good as mine. So we'll go over Condoleezza Rice's latest lies. But don't worry. UK on alert as 30 libs of depleted uranium get stolen. And the governments of the world, the global governments, the echelon group of countries, that's the little New World Order team, the UK, the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, they keep putting out alerts of how uranium's getting stolen and it's for dirty bombs and the enemy's going to get us with dirty bombs any minute, but if we give up all our rights, we'll be safe from the dirty bomb. So we see the globalists scripting dirty bombs. You know they're going to set off a dirty bomb and scare the daylights out of us and say, hey, look, just let us search all your houses and put more cameras up and confiscate your guns, bring in foreign troops, and then these evil al-Qaeda terrorists that have CIA connections at every level and facet, they'll stop going after you. So we'll get into this, and there's just so much today. By the way, the Associated Press admits you're taken to a re-education camp and put in the sun with a hood over your head for weeks, tied up in knots, one of the most horrible forms of torture, if you're caught selling beer in Iraq. So The liberation rages on. That's right. And they'd like to do that here to us. Don't worry, they will if we let them.
Heart disease continues to be a leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in your heart. And right now, as a special offer to GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call toll-free now, 877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulatory and cardiovascular health, but that's really up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free, 877-928-8822. That's 877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com for more information. And do your body right with Cartavite.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey, John Statmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free, 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free 1 month supply with your order. Call toll free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to attempt to calmly go over this news without getting too upset. But when it comes to lying, it really makes me angry when the so-called leaders of this country, whether it's Bill Clinton or George Herbert Walker Bush or John Kerry or George Walker Bush or Al Gore Jr., Albert Gore Jr., when any of them lie, when any of them try to destroy liberty or freedom and flush down the commode everything our veterans have fought and died for, I get angry. And then they tell us that it's in our best interest to keep us safe from terrorists as they remove Border Patrol off the southern and northern border. Oh, I know you heard they added some. Yeah, about a third of them have quit on the southern border, even more than that on the northern border, and it's like 300 for the whole northern border. And so they've replaced about half of the third that left. And they're losing them so quickly that they can't replace them. And by the way, that's all by design. They give an air marshal $24,000 more a year than what a senior Border Patrol officer gets. So they're advertising for air marshals. Most of them are leaving. They're telling the Border Patrol and INS to go become air marshals where they're not needed. All you got to do is arm the pilots and stop letting his lordship remote control the aircraft into buildings with his little system. and this would all end. But they're not going to do that. And so you've got thousands left, less on the southern border, hundreds less on the northern border, and the government is dancing around telling you to give up your liberty for security when this government is totally illegitimate, has overthrown the republic, is buying up the media, is putting in FEMA control grids with DARPA, is bringing in foreign troops, is just incinerating the Bill of Rights, and the average conservative has been neutralized by the neocons. And we're losing more soldiers in this New World Order venture that they're cannon fodder for over in Iraq. U.S. soldier killed in Iraq, fighting, killed another U.S. soldier Monday in Baghdad as members of Iraq's governing council met to appoint a president and other officers and representatives. Now, the average person reads this CNN text and they think, oh, Iraq's ruling council. Well, where did their ruling council come from? Well, a month ago, it was appointed 280 members. I've seen it in the news, 280 to 312. I don't know how many it is, okay? The federal government puts out different numbers. The occupational government, military government, and by the way, they put that down in UN papers. That's what they call it, the administrative occupational government. The dictatorship set up over there has appointed over 200 people, okay? They won't tell us exactly how many, but it's 280 to 3-something. We don't know. Different articles, different federal press releases. It could be 10,000. You know, the people lie so much, all we know is the sun came up this morning. But they say it's several hundred people that they appointed. And now this group, this members of Iraq's governing council that were appointed by the Pentagon, in a meeting in Kuwait City, by the way, again, about a month ago, this was in the news, are now up there in Iraq, and then they're appointed, and then now they appoint people to govern each city. So we've got our governors over every town and city, and they've brought in a lot of the Shah's former torture experts, the head guy in Baghdad is. Most of them have criminal records. One of them is a bank robber from Jordan. This is admitted. Stole $300 million a few years ago. Just a very serious crew of criminals. They now are appointing their muscle men. The capos for the Don. The Don, of course, is the CIA and the Bush family and the big banks. The Dons have appointed their capos, and now they're appointing their soldiers and local chiefs, local boys. So, again, I could spend all day, or I could spend a whole hour on this article. U.S. soldier killed in Iraq. First line, first paragraph. Baghdad, CNN. Fighting killed another U.S. soldier Monday in Baghdad as members of Iraq's governing council met to appoint a president and other officers and representatives. So that's their democracy. The soldier serving with the 3rd Infantry Division was killed around 6 a.m. in Al-Muzar area of Baghdad when multiple rocket-propelled grenades hit the soldier's convoy. According to a U.S. military spokesman, 6 others were wounded, she added. And it's not going to stop. And you bet Bush says, bring it on, we're not going to stop, more U.S. troops. That little creature, he's worse than a draft dodger. At least a draft dodger has the courage of their convictions and steps out and does it. That's bad enough. You know, that's like being a thief, but it's a whole nother level. It's like armed robbery for the Republic when you go with your long hair and your sandals and fly the jets around a few times and almost have accidents, and basically they told Bush, just leave. You're the worst pilot we've ever seen. This has been in Texas papers, by the way. We've got his records. He went for a year off and on, missed most of his missions, and they told him, you're the worst flyer we've ever seen. Please stop. And they didn't want to embarrass him. His daddy was director of the CIA at the time. You don't want to mess with those guys, you know. And so he disappeared off to Alabama to run some campaigns. And we've seen photos and video of him, film of him. I mean, the guy had had a hippie haircut, eyebrows growing together in the middle, looked like basically Bush, the young Bush, looked, and I'm not kidding, look at a photo of this. And I don't go off looks, but sometimes you need to. He just the added evidence of what he does. This hyper liberal, this neocon that would make Trotsky proud. This guy running around, and he looked like a cross between Ted Bundy and Charlie Manson. The same jaw, the same nose, the same wild eyes. I mean, you'd be afraid if you walked up to Bush, the young Bush, in an alley at night. You would be terrified. Just the evil was just firing like lasers out of this Skull and Bones member's eyes. The entities at the switch were definitely more evident at the time from his Skull and Bones days there in the Order of Death, as it's affectionately called. By the way, they'll be meeting tomorrow for the ritual, according to the Press Democrat, the major paper of Santa Rosa. You might want to visit Infowars.com, hear about the rituals, to read the mainstream articles today about that. But continuing here, U.S. soldier killed in Iraq, and fighting killed another U.S. soldier Monday. Oh, bring it on. Hey, I got scotch and marijuana, you know. That's what old Bush was doing at the time. He was worse than draft dodging, posing as if he served. Fighting killed another U.S. soldier Monday in Baghdad as members of Iraq's governing council met to appoint a president and other officers and representatives. Oh, to appoint a president and other officers and representatives. Let me say that again. To appoint a president and other officers and representatives. Let me say that again. To appoint other officers and representatives. By the way, that's what the new continuity of government amendment they want to pass. The CFR has sponsored it with their new commission, and it will make the governors, in consultation with Homeland Security, oh yes, just announced 2 weeks ago by Ridge, they will appoint the new Congress. If Congress votes for that, they are so insane. I mean, that's really asking for it, Congress, if you're stupid enough to do that. The soldier serving with the 3rd Infantry Division was killed around 6 a.m. in the Al-Muzar area, killed by an RPG, rocket-propelled grenade. We need to pray for the troops, folks. They're good people on average. Their morale is at rock bottom low. They admit this. They're, instead of looking up now, you see video of them, they're looking down. They know what they're doing's wrong now. The initial euphoria's wore off. The soldiers' morale, according to eyewitness accounts and what soldiers have told the media, is that when little kids walk up with arms and legs blown off or poisoned or dying of cholera, they can't help them. And Americans are good people. But the reason we are in so much trouble is because we're so gullible. We're good people, but we're a bunch of gullible fools who think that the government and the media is good like we are, and so we just keep getting conned over and over again. We're a good mark. Well, the troops are finding out now, and they're getting killed. And the Pentagon's got all-time low morale. You'd think they'd all be up with this war and everything. Oh, no, it's not a righteous war. And they say it's the lowest it's been in the history of the Pentagon since it was completed in 1947. Source on that Washington Times. It's not some liberal, you know, UN-promoting paradigm group over there who's actually for this war, just wants the UN to be the boss. It's not some left-wing propaganda. In separate incidents Monday, an apparent grenade attack destroyed a car outside the Baghdad headquarters of the U.S.-led administration in Iraq. Witnesses said there was no immediate reports or injuries. So, it goes on, and I could spend all day on this article, but I'm going to move on here. U.S. warns of deadly summer in Iraq, says get ready for hundreds, if not thousands, of troops to die. Bush aid defends uranium claim. I got to spend some more time on this, and maybe you want to comment on it. At first they said Niger tried to sell the uranium. Turned out the government, the British government, made the document up, and Bush knew months before his State of the Union that it was totally fake. The CIA had told him, this is a fake document, please don't embarrass us. You know, we may be criminals, but we're not this dumb. People are going to find out this is sloppy. And there's still good people in CIA, FBI as well, but the higher echelons, of course, are corrupt. And Dick Cheney visited him and said, hey, you put the report out. Then they got caught, and then Rumsfeld said, we never said that. Now Rice is back saying, oh, we did find the evidence. I mean, it's incredible. We'll be back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be a leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivi? Cardivi drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivi begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in your heart. And right now, as a special offer to GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call toll-free now, 877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulatory and cardiovascular health, but that's really up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free, 877-928-8822. That's 877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com for more information. And do your body right with Cardivite.
I love America. I tell you. So beautiful in Austin, Texas, during the summers. The skies are this deep Carilion blue. The trees are just flush and green. You drive outside the city and there's all these beautiful cornfields and fields of wheat, cows. You go into the city, the pools, there's happy families, people out barbecuing. I mean, it's easy to try to deny the facts. It's easy to just sink back into life and the shopping mall and the movie theater and church and to just think that the world's happy and everything's okay and, you know, we're going to be all right. And folks, there's nothing more. I would love to just be a businessman. I would love to spend time with my family. I would love to work a 40-hour work week. I would thoroughly enjoy not worrying about the lies and the corruption and not having to face the facts of just how serious things are. But as a man and as a husband and as a father and as an American and number one as a Christian, I have a responsibility to fight evil. And I have a responsibility to face the horror, as our founding fathers said, as Patrick Henry said in his famous speech in 1775. And let me tell you something, okay? I actually hold back how bad things are on the air sometimes. I know some of the things I say sound crazy. I know it sounds like a bad horror movie. But let me tell you something, from the bottom of my heart, from the depths of my psyche and intellect, I am a greater thinker and analyzer than I am a speaker. So understand something. I cannot articulate to you. The faculties God gave me are not sufficient. That is not my gift, to articulate to you the full scope and my understanding of the New World Order. And let me try to boil it down like this for you. Power is a synthesis of will, of contest, of war. Everything is war in business, in life. And you have been bred to not understand this most basic fact, whereas those in the CFR and Skull and Bones, that's all they talk about, is how it is a war. In fact, MSNBC and USA Today admit that inscribed in the tomb at Yale, where most of our CIA directors and heads of the New York Stock Exchange and universities and CIA go as young men and now women, that it is all about war. It is all about the system of war. It is how they are plundering the people. They have sayings of how they are kings and princes and pirates and pirate princes, and how they feed on us, how they dumb us down, how they breed us to be their cattle. And that's why in business they say that ExxonMobil, BP, Dutch Royal Shell have won the contracts in Iraq for the oil. It's all war, people, and the terms are all there. And you have been bred to be stupid. You have been bred to not understand history and to not understand the basic paradigms of control and power. And, you know, Christ said that it's easier for a rich man to go through the eye of the needle than it is for him to go to heaven. And you need to understand what, and take that in the context of, he was pointing at the eye of the needle. It was a small entrance to Jerusalem that you could get a camel through. You had to squeeze them down and get them to walk on their knees, which was very hard. A camel is harder to control than a jackass or donkey. And so, yes, a rich man can get into heaven. It's just very hard, because to get wealth and to maintain wealth, and Christ is talking about real wealth, you have to be ruthless. You have to be cunning, and it's easier if you lie and cheat and stab in the back to get there. And to get into the real seats of power, to get into the higher positions of power, you have to be extremely corrupt and extremely ruthless. And history has shown that. Look at all the governments and all the leaders. 99% of the time, they've been corrupt, they've been ruthless, they've enjoyed being sadistic. They're well suited for their positions. And so, we have a bunch of intelligent, sadistic, very corrupt, powerful criminal crime syndicates running the globe, And the average person doesn't have the courage to at least face that fact and then decide what to do about it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for track either PureTrust.com or PureTrust.net. That's PureTrust, one word, PureTrust.com or PureTrust.net.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Governments have been corrupt, maniacal, controlling, ruthless, cunning, systematic throughout history. That's why people get into control. That's why they have power. You can become wealthy, but then you become fat and happy. You don't seek higher office. You don't try to get more, more, more because you're satisfied. That's how most people are. And so because they're successful, because they're middle class, because they don't have evil in their hearts, because they wouldn't cheat on their wife, or they wouldn't rob a bank, or they wouldn't overthrow a government, or they wouldn't carry out terrorist attacks, they think other people wouldn't do it. And then they forget history of all the horrible, bizarre, ruthless, sadistic things that governments and their leaders have done. I mean, Joseph Stalin, he had total control, no one was opposing him, and he systematically killed the entire leadership of his military. 90+% of all the communists that had helped him get into power, the people that had supported him as the head of the security force, as a little-known figure after Lenin died to become the leader of the Supreme Soviet. And then after he got all the power, he still was hateful, evil, corrupt. He enjoyed having people killed. He enjoyed oppressing populations. He enjoyed forced relocating 60 to 80 million people. He enjoyed killing 50 to 60 million of them. That's Encyclopedia Britannica's numbers. We don't know the true number. Think of millions of dead where you can't even count them. You don't know. Was it 50 million? Was it 60 million? And Stalin said it. When one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 die, it's a statistic. And so we sit here in a naive fashion as the size and scope of government grows all around us to levels never seen in history, as the government lies to us blatantly in just giant, overblown theatrical productions with holes in the lies that you can drive Titanics through. Then they admit the lies and then come back with new lies and then add lies on top of that. I want to take your calls. We'll go to them here in a few minutes. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I do want to say this before I get into some more of the news and your calls. I am so thankful for life. I am so thankful to God for the opportunity to have this radio program. I'm so thankful to our sponsors, our affiliates, the people that run this show, that work hard, that are dedicated to help bring you this information, that are the foundation of what we do, the people answering the phones and running the board right now. I am so thankful to the listeners, first and foremost, for their incredible support and how they've spread the word and how you've gotten my films and how you've made hundreds and in some cases thousands of copies of them and how you've handed them out and distributed them to people inside the infrastructure at every level. We're part of history. And no, the mainstream media is not going to tell us the incredible effect we're having, but we are. I talk to my neighbors. They'll be on vacation in Mississippi or New York or California, and they'll go to their family's house for dinner and they'll go, hey, I want to give you an Alex Jones video. I listened to him on the internet or shortwave or on this local AM station. And that's just what I'm doing. My dad will be in a hotel room in Kansas City or in Colorado or in Oregon doing his consulting work. And he'll turn the cable on and they've got local cable. And he's sitting there in a little motel and there's his son on TV, one of my films, because of you putting it on access television in your area. It's amazing. We can stand up. We can fight. Just in my sector of the war, in my fire base, in my defense of the Republic and our families that live in this country, just in my little corner of the fight, we've had massive effects. We've shaken the foundations of Washington and the New World Order and their ivory towers. And they know there's so many of us, and they know there's more of us coming online every day, and they know we're committed to this sacred cause to defend humanity against the dehumanizing effects of the globalists and their syndicate of information warfare. You see, we're not just fighting good old boy corruption, my friends. There's a lot of middle class people that go, oh, well, things have always been corrupt. This is just good old boy corruption. And they somehow feel like they're part of the establishment. I want to warn you out there, middle class, you're being destroyed. Your size is evaporating to a giant underclass, totally delusional, dumbed down. Folk, you know, I like sports. I like a baseball game, a football game, a good hockey game. And if I had time and wasn't in defense of this country literally 24 hours a day, on the air, battling, working 16, 18 hours a day, dreaming about the fight against the New World Order when I'm asleep at night, I'd be out there at the games. But how can you listen to sports talk radio when they know every detail of minutia and sports trivia and history and what they're paid and what they do, and then you don't know what the first 10 amendments are. You don't know what the Declaration of Independence is. You don't know what the Patriot Act's done or what Homeland Security does. You don't know about DARPA and the Cashless Society Control Grid and Walmart with the Defense Department. Their documents now public for 8 days that they are with Ridge and Homeland Security to track and trace and control you. And the Fortune 500 helping overthrow this republic. How can you sit there and know all the details of mindless trash and not know what America's all about? Shame on you. There's nothing wrong with going to the baseball game or football game once a month. There's nothing wrong with going to the football game that your son plays in or the volleyball game your daughter plays in. But this religion of sports is evil. And they used it in Rome. They used it in Babylon. I've been to Chichen Itza in the Yucatan Peninsula at the ball playing court that was the center of that pagan, wicked society. It's the same thing over and over again, a diversion, a distraction. Away from your real tribal energies that should be about defending your family, they siphon all that energy off into sports, and it's destroying you, and that's why you've been turned into little mindless spectators. How the women watch these sitcoms and these soap operas. How the men watch these dramas and know all the characters and the Sopranos and glorify criminals. But you don't know what the school's doing to your children. Shame on you! Let's talk to Kevin in Texas. I'll get back into the news then. We got some guests coming up too. You want to stay with us. Kevin in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, viva la raza. I guess people may or may not be aware, they're having the National La Raza Convention in Austin this weekend and the early part of this week.
And that was front page of the paper, was it Friday?
Every day.
I only read the paper on Friday, and it said that it is racial politics, and they brag, we're taking over, and it was a big advertisement. Front page of the banker, white person-owned newspaper promoting race division.
Yeah, they go through the article talking about the Ford Foundation as their major sponsor, and there's another article in here with Gus Garcia. He's the one that steered it into Austin, and you know, I've got a list of some of the speakers today. They're all coming out today. President of Spain, Don Jose Maria Aznar, Democratic presidential candidates, John Kerry, Howard Dean, good old Bill Richardson from New Mexico, Kay Bailey Hutchinson, and Nancy Pelosi, and among others. And
let me stop you for a second, because obviously blacks in this country did go through a lot, and it's reasonable for blacks to get into a racial subdivide, but that's been used by the Democratic Party and the Republicans, the establishment, to keep them in a victim mentality, to keep them in control and actually destroy their community. Take Hispanics, though, one of the biggest groups listening to this show, and because they listen, they know the truth of what I'm saying. La Raza means the race. Now, what if I formed a white person group, got funding by big white foundations?
Hitler did.
Pardon me?
Hitler did.
Exactly. Now, for those that don't know, we've played Metric clips, okay, and La Raza clips. La Raza means the race, where they say it's racial. The head of La Raza in California says all whites are going to have to leave. This is on TV and radio, but it's okay. Okay, this is the Klan with a tan, but it's being given attention. It's being given support. And we fought the Klan here on the show as well, and the Aryan Nations, federally controlled as well. Khalid Muhammad, black Muslim leader, says kill all the whites. I have him on video saying kill even white babies in a debate with Anthony Hilder. So this is the type of stuff, but that's Ford Foundation, old white banker money, funding this to subdivide and break the country up. And they admit it's all, quote, about numbers and racial politics, right out in the open. But Mecha, on their own website, has flyers with pictures of an M16 saying, drive the whites out. This is going to be, we're going to break America up. The UN's going to occupy the Southwest. And I've been to La Raza meetings. We have video of this. They have banners with a picture of a blonde-haired, blue-eyed person with their head cut off and their tongue sticking out. So this is the new America, and it's acceptable, though. And 82% of Hispanics want the border shut and illegals deported, according to a Gallup poll. 89% when you average whites and blacks in. But still, when you call for control of borders, they say it's racist when 80%+ of Hispanics want it shut. So they're trying to make Hispanics, Mexicans, Latin Americans racial. And you've got Bilderberg Group members, I did see that article, coming here from Spain, who are as white as it gets, to try to make this as a way to break up America.
Well, you know, Alex, your family and my family both fought for the, you know, establishment of Texas, along with many Hispanic, Hispanic.
The writer of the writer of the formation of the government and the Texas Bill of Rights was Hispanic. Was a Tejano.
Well, remember they called us Texicans originally. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Hispanic people being in Texas. They are part of Texas. They always will be. But, you know, I've got a bunch of German blood in me. Does that mean I get to go over to Germany and have unfettered access? And would the Germans stand for me coming in and taking a job, a fourth of what they're going to be paid? I mean,
well, we always talk about Hispanics because that's the 40, the 400 million coming this way, 30 million in the country, and 20 million new births a year. The pressure, major highways being built, factories being built on the border to bring them up here. It's going to take everybody's job. It's going to drive down the wages. And they're being taught by the New York banks to help break America up.
Why do you think Toyota has decided to build a factory outside of San Antonio? I mean, they can't afford Japanese. Their time is worth too much. So move it down to San Antonio and continue this policy that's going to hurt everyone. And, no
and that's the good news, though. We're becoming so third world that everybody might move their factories here. Now, you'll get $6 an hour, but so what?
Yeah, exactly. It's the giant maquiladora nation that they're getting ready to set up. And
by the way, you think $30 million is a lot when there's 60, 70, 80 million illegals just from Latin America, and then 10 million Chinese and 10 million Russians. This Tower of Babel, no one can communicate with each other. This is just a few years from now, and of course they're going to vote for the Democratic Party that's for total gun control. The Republicans will go along and vote with it. Bush has said he will. I mean, this is it, folks. You're going to lose everything.
Well, it's, you know, they say in this some of these articles there's 4 to 5 million.
They're very racist. They're almost all written by Hispanics. I read two articles that were in Friday's. I don't know. You're saying there's more today?
Yeah, every day. They've been running with it. But, you know, they said...
Hey, Kevin, email those to me. We'll post them all on InfoWars.com right now.
I sure will. And just, you know, this is something for people when they're at these campaign stops across the country and they see John Kerry or Howard Dean. It seems to be a shift in the media right now. They're really attacking Bush for the first time in almost 3 years or more. And maybe it will be Kerry or Dean, but we've got to get these guys to put their feet to the fire and stand up and see what they stand
on.
Yeah,
I'm sure Kerry will be real good as a Skull and Bones member from the just 5 years older than Bush. I'm sure he's going to be real good.
You know, they're all Council on Foreign Relations. But, you know, we need to, these people need to answer these questions. I mean,
Look. When 82% of Hispanics haven't bought the racist line of Mecha and La Raza, and then now all the big bankers, all the white people come to sell them racial politics to get control and destroy them.
Divide and conquer.
Exactly. It's like Rome bringing in the slaves. That's all that's happened here, making us all slaves.
It's what we've done in Yugoslavia. It is the globalist formula.
Balkanization.
What's that?
Balkanization.
Of course. It's a term in the dictionary now, thanks to Brzezinski.
But they're in the schools, and it's all over the news, teaching the Hispanic kids, you're not a Texan, you're not an American, you're a Mexican, and they're going to break off and create the Pan-American Union. This is to disenfranchise little black kids, little Hispanic kids, little white kids. It doesn't matter. This is the destruction of America, and we need Hispanics to take over the positions of power and to create patriotic Hispanic organizations to counter Mecha and La Raza.
And we need to ask Hispanics that say, yeah, I'm for these things. Well, what benefit is it to you? How will you benefit by creating the...
All they do
United
is sell
States
a pride
like
issue. They sell a pride issue of, ooh, we're taking over. It said that Friday in the paper.
But they don't run Mexico. Germans and international bankers run Mexico.
Well, hey, have you ever read the names? Green, Schultz.
They're German.
Most of the people down there, it's the most racist society anywhere. It's to have any Indian blood is a big boo-boo down there.
Of course.
Go read the names.
They're being run off their land in Mexico. They're being run off their land. They're being forced into the cities.
Yeah, but,
or they're being forced here.
Yeah, but Kevin, exactly. UN Biosphere is in southern Mexico, but I'm not talking about big companies now buying in Mexico, which is happening. I'm telling you, go to the websites, the Mexican government website, read in their Congress, and I've done it. At least half the names are Green, Schultz, Hammond, Jones.
And they immigrated in 1946, you know. They escaped Nazis. And they're
they were there before.
And they're a foot taller than the serf class of the real people of Mexico. So it will not benefit them to export that to the United States.
Yeah, that's the point of slavery. I've illustrated this, and I've done it many times. I'm glad you brought this up. Notice that the ruler class is always taller than the serf class, even with white people in Europe. Read books about serfdom. The serfs are always shorter because from malnutrition. This is what they do. Great points, Kevin. Yeah, it's disgusting. We should be down there protesting, and it's just sick. The race? There's a group meeting called The Race? And they call for racial politics, and they call for La Reconquista, reconquering the Southwest.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? It sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up about 8 minutes into the next hour, we're going to have John Kottmeyer. His new book, Piercing the Illusion. This guy's been in the fight against the New World Order for 30, 40 years. He'll be joining us. We are about to go to all of the different callers. Stephen, Patricia, Charles, Arnold, Regina, and others. For those that just joined us, in case you missed the news, they claim Niger tried to sell uranium to Saddam, then admitted it was a fake document, then Rumsfeld said that he never said it was about weapons of mass destruction that Saddam was hiding. Now Condoleezza Rice this weekend, the National Security Advisor, said, oh yeah, we do have the evidence he tried to do this. I mean, it's just so many lies. No one's calling them on it. It's amazing. More on that coming up. Just a bunch of vital news and information. Right now, let's go to Steve in Florida, then Patricia and others. Steve, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Am I coming in clear?
Loud and clear, sir.
I do not listen to Rush Limbaugh. He's a shill for the establishment. But this morning on the radio, I did hear a 3 or 4 minute piece that he brought up the satellite tracking and the taxing of automobiles on public roads to begin on the West Coast and then going nationwide. And I remember you've been talking about it for at least a couple of years.
Well, I've been talking about it since I saw the federal plan 6+ years ago.
Yeah.
I would read the federal documents. They're going to do it. And don't worry, the 60 million illegals, it's 30 million just from Mexico, will be more than glad to follow orders, and they're going to vote us out and make us accept it. See how that works?
I do, and it's pitiful that people do not believe what's happening until they hear it from Limbaugh or Hannity or one of these other pseudo-cons, I call them. They're fake. They hear it from them, then it becomes truth. It's kind of like that female you had on your show, I think, last Thursday on the third hour.
Yeah, she said the Second Amendment really didn't matter and that she didn't want to talk about anything but her book, Ann Coulter.
Yes, if she hasn't seen it, she doesn't believe it. And she was
Said her book is about how the last part is how the Patriot Act doesn't take rights, and then she admitted she hasn't read it. And
yes.
I said, do you want to hear subsections? And she says, no.
I understand. That's the attitude, it seems, of a lot of people. They've never read it, but they want to argue with it.
She was in the Judiciary Committee, sir. She knows.
Yeah. So many people down here in Florida, that's a cool area, in the churches, they refuse to be involved because they pervert Romans 13, the first several verses, or they simply do not believe the truth of what
they're saying. Yeah, so did Adolf Hitler.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
That was his favorite thing, render unto Caesar. Of course, it goes on to say, stand up against evil and corruption.
These people just don't get it. We know a depression is being forced upon this nation slowly. And the ones that call them Christians, they sit back and do nothing because they believe it's already written in the Bible, so they're not occupying like Jesus said.
I wonder why then the Founding Fathers fought, or why did we fight Hitler then?
Absolutely.
Hey,
why did the Founding Fathers do that 227 years ago?
Steve, do you want to add more, or are you done?
I'll just say they're a Christian men. Let me read one sentence.
Tell you what, stay there. I got to put you on hold. I'll come back to you, okay? Stay there, then we'll go to Patricia and Charles and Arnold. Because I got to plug my videos, folks. I made 9 films. Police State 3 Total Enslavement is out. It's 2 hours, 40 minutes. It's really 3 films in one. Only $25.95. Covers Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, Horse Inoculations, Gun Confiscation, Foreign Troops. It goes on and on. You got to get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get 911, The Road to Tyranny, about what really happened on September 11th. Get Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, The Occult Activities of World Leaders Exposed. Get them, make copies, hand them out to everybody, and your purchase does support this broadcast. Call right now, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or net to order. Or simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Get the videos, make copies, expose the globalists. Second hour straight ahead.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's possible...